my continuation of seeing fucked up shit. Alright. Between going to work and coming back home, I see wild things because of my shift. I see things that most people shouldn't have to see or deal with. I'm not going to say how this whole altercation started. I'm only going to tell you where the punchline is. Okay, just to keep the story short. So this girl, young lady, comes up to me as I'm heading into the metro. She says, "Excuse me, sir, do you have any change?" Now, she doesn't look homeless. Her wherewithal is there. She's got neat clothes, you know what I mean? I was like, "No, sorry, I don't have any change." Now, she's asking the lady behind me the same question, who was obviously very drunk. Girl's like, "Can I have some change?" The woman yells back at this girl, "You better go suck some dicks."
Oh my goodness.
The girl replies to her, "I already did."
Oh no. Oh no.
In all my years of living in life, I have never heard such a response.
That's a you gotta be there moment too.
Yeah, you gotta be there.
You gotta be a guy. I wish I was there. I would have went. I
laughed all the way down the escalator.
Yo, I would have died.
Belly laughing.
Fucking.
It was amazing. You better go suck some dicks. She really said this to her. This woman said this to her. To this young lady. And she's like, "I already did. Can I get some change?"
Yo, guys.
Oh, my God.
I would have died. Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happens in your hood, but it happens in mine.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing.
That's awesome, dude.
That's how you set the mood.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean?
Can't get any better than that.
No matter what people say, you got it going on. So we,
I'm gonna holla.
That little Kim song, I'm never gonna get it right. Little Wax Kim.
Yeah, Wax Kim.
It's like something, push your buttons and na-na-na. Like, I don't even know.
Now it sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Sounds offensive, but we gotta stop this shit.
Well, that song is supposed to be offensive.
Yeah, I think it is. Chilling with Villains, the podcast.
Nice.
I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And we are here at the last episode of April. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on the Keys on Instagram. And check him out on SoundCloud and his new EP, PM. So... winter is dead. I hope it's over.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for knocking on wood.
I just put away my boots, man.
You know what I mean? I refuse to put my jacket on. I don't care what temperature it is. I refuse.
Yeah, I know.
We're done with winter here.
I'm fed up. If it snows, I think that's it for me.
I'm gonna start crying.
I'm just gonna start crying. Slip into a depression.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I know it sounds insensitive to people that really deal with it, but this is a joke. Okay.
Can't stand this shit.
I'm just tired.
Like, the best is...
tired.
Yeah.
I was watching the Boston game today, and they were talking about the week before, they actually had, like, big flakes of snow. Like, they had, like, centimeters, you know what I'm saying?
I
would have been crying.
I bet you'll stop it. I don't want to hear that shit anymore.
And when they were talking about it, I almost, like, wanted to vomit.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, getting fed up with this crap.
Well, the worst part is over. Or... all of it is over, I hope.
Allegedly.
Yo. Allegedly.
Friday, yo, I didn't want to, because we all had the day off, right? You guys had the day off, Good Friday.
We're talking about
that wind?
That Easter Friday?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Dude, the wind was disgusting.
It was terrible.
It was crazy. No, last Friday did this path. Not Easter Friday. Sorry, the last Friday. Not the Easter. Last Friday. Yeah, the last Friday. The wind was insane. Like, it was nuts. And the rain, it just had to drizzle. But it doesn't matter. The wind wouldn't soak you. Umbrella what? That's what I can't stand about Montreal. Fuck umbrellas, okay?
Yeah, because...
they don't work.
The rain flows sideways.
You know? Oh my goodness.
It doesn't even fall from the sky. It finds its way somewhere in front of you or behind you. And just whips you with water. Just whips the shit out of you. Just
dude, your lower half, even if your top half is dry, your lower half is soaked.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
It doesn't matter, guy. Try to, like, motherfuckers, try to, like, wear jeans soaked for a day.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't even
Umbrellas is a useless piece of fucking rain material, okay?
Okay, you say the umbrella is the most useless invention?
In Montreal, it is.
I think of the 20th century.
No, in Montreal, it's a useless piece of fucking material.
I mean, when was the umbrella invented?
God, that's a very good question.
Can we get that look up? Like,
I would have to say
they didn't think about Montreal when they made that shit.
There's a lot of things that Montreal was. No one's thought when they made a lot of things.
Like, yo, yeah. Montreal's the only thing I know that has two seasons going on at once.
All the time.
They were made 4,000 years ago.
Umbrellas mm-hmm. are 4,000 years old.
The basic umbrella was invented more than 4,000 years ago, and there's evidence of umbrellas in the ancient art and artifacts of Egypt, Assyria, Greece, and China.
God, they use umbrellas for no reason.
Well,
like they have
sun,
umbrellas over
sun protection.
Like parasols.
Yeah, no, but they would have the umbrella open inside.
It was able to parasol.
Wow.
No, they're like in the Asian parts, it's like, yo, they put it up, I'm cool.
I'm just staying cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool, but I'm inside, but
I don't
have cool.
to do it wind and rain.
Useless piece of material in Montreal, okay?
Well, what
it's
if
useless.
What if your umbrella is made of, like, Teflon?
Teflon? That's going to be an expensive umbrella.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be, like, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I ain't going to want that.
I ain't going to want that.
You're going to kill me with bougie on so many things.
What, am I the penguin, guys?
Yeah, I mean.
Fucking bullet. Track bullets, you know, like what am I, the fucking penguin umbrella?
You don't go bougie on an umbrella.
No.
You know, like, you go bougie on a pen. Well, it depends on how many checks you write.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't write a lot.
You know you got to go bougie on. Okay, you know what I got bougie on?
Because I'm a broke motherfucker.
Got to go bougie on a shower head. Man.
Yes.
Nice. Change my life. Nice. I went bougie on a shower head. I want to live in my shower.
I know, I love my shower.
I'm thinking about my next shower.
Yeah.
Well, Gary goes to my house.
How it's going to feel.
Gary well, took a shower.
It's an amazing feeling, man. Like, you don't want to get out.
It. You got to go bougie on the shower.
Remember when the shower head I had? Like, I still have it at my house. The one I have at my house is fucking crazy.
You know what I mean? It's like a mow-in?
Remember you took a shower at my house? Like, yeah, like. I know. I'm telling
you. You all right over there, Addy?
I was holding the sneeze the whole time.
It's okay. It's okay.
I couldn't breathe.
We gotta do a shower, man.
What you gonna do without no air?
You know what's perfect for Montreal? Rubber boots.
Pretty much. Game over, man. Like the little flip song, game over.
Rubber boots. You know what kind of fucking boots I hate? The duck ones.
They're
like rubber kid boots. And you grown ass people wearing them.
And they have the big ones too. Like
yeah,
that.
I seen a dude wearing that shit. I was like, what are you doing?
He's laughing at you, though. My feet are,
you
like,
go ahead and
like
laugh.
Dry.
I'm laughing harder. I'm laughing even harder. Ugly-ass boots.
Oh, shit, yes. But you know
boots,
what?
Your boots are for children.
Dude.
Why are you wearing that?
The regular rubber boots, those big-ass green ones, guy.
Driving your car with fucking rubber boots like you're going to the play box?
Or the swamp.
You look like that character Pennington Bear, guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The red boots.
You
know what I mean?
Holy shit.
Red rain boots and shit.
You also wore green.
And it's one thing the dudes wear. The girls get on my nerves. They got what, leopard prints?
Yeah, I've seen
zebra.
I've seen heeled rubber boots.
Heeled rubber boots, though.
Why the hell do you need heels on your rubber
boots? What's next, man? What's next?
But that helps in Montreal, though, because there's a lot of water here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, speaking of water. Yo, this flooding is serious, right?
Yeah, man, it's everywhere.
Some places had to be evacuated and got state of emergency.
Yeah, armed forces had to come in, so you know it's
even
bad.
Even Ontario.
I got some people that are affected by this. My prayers and look, man, I'm really sorry to hear about what's going on.
Sending good vibes, man.
I'm like, hopefully,
wish you guys like the best outcome out of this because this is terrible.
It's
you know
what
I mean?
Scary situation, man.
Bags of sand had to be used, you know. They were using bags upon bags upon bags of sand.
Okay, has this... This is something that's been going on. This is
the armed forces, what they were doing.
This is an ongoing thing, this flooding? Or yes. Are we only noticing it's only getting bad now?
Oh, it's been ongoing.
Like, what do you know? What is... How much do you remember about flooding around Montreal, going back as a kid?
Well, no, like...
It's never been this severe where you now know people that have homes that are being flooded.
There was always a... There was a quite a few flood warnings. Like, remember... What you were talking about, Nick... about the flooding, you know, in Montreal where you used to live and everything else, how bad it was, like, trying to get out and everything else. Like, what year was that?
Jeez, the last one I can remember, and it was I thought it was major. It was, like, a couple years ago, too.
Yeah, it was, like, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Near Rigo?
Yeah.
The Rigo, Montreal area, and they had the warning signs for it, and they did nothing to stop it.
And it was bad.
I don't know if there's anything you could do to stop it.
It was bad.
It was bad. The streets were like virtual lakes.
What would you do to stop it, though? The best you could do is evacuate the people, right?
Evacuate, build dikes, preventive measures. They had no barriers. Like, nothing, so all the water can just come in and flood the houses easily.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a force of nature. This is a lot of water. Okay, all this water is coming from what?
It's a lot of money.
This is from thawing ice? Thawing snow?
I have the answer.
Okay, Annie's got it for us.
So, in Canada, floods will occur 5 times as often as wildfires, the second most frequent natural hazard in Canada. Between 1900 and 2005, there were 241 flood disasters in Canada.
Wow.
Hence... The rubber boots.
Hence the rubber boots.
Hence the rubber boots.
Them ugly ass fucking boots. At least your feet are dry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry about laughing at y'all, yo. But not really. Because they're ugly ass boots.
Yeah. Fuck the umbrella.
Fuck the umbrella and the rubber boots.
It's a useless piece of thing. Okay, yo, so. I love Pete, yo. And this is one thing I love, like, my parents, I've known people that go to Dollar Store, Dollarama, and get these, like, what, I'm not gonna pay $18 because I lose them all the time. Motherfucker, you're gonna end up paying $18 eventually because you're gonna be going through those dollar freaking umbrellas in this type of weather. Dude, I had a Dollarama umbrella, I brought it out once, and it bent in half. Okay?
Yeah, there's certain things you can't buy at a dollar store.
Like, that is the most useless thing I've ever... And like,
look, yeah. You can't buy umbrellas. Don't buy shampoo. It's probably half the time it's not even real.
Dude, I got so...
Just freaking liquid it with dye in it. I don't know what the fuck is in that.
Dude, do you know how... You know, yeah. And this happened. I couldn't believe this happened to me. I got soaked so bad on the bottom of my pants. Like, my jeans got so soaked that soap came out of it.
Okay.
I've never seen this in my life. Like, soap was coming out of my clean pants.
We just gave you an awesome recall right here, people that are listening right now. This is a recall thing that this guy said from the very first episode of Chill of Villains ever recording.
Oh, shit. I can't remember that far back.
I remember that because it was hilarious, dude. You were talking about... There was soap coming out of your pants, cause the soap didn't rinse out of your pants properly.
Like, guy, but so,
that was our first episode.
Yeah,
ever,
And like,
oh yeah,
I'll talk about lion burgers with cheese.
No, but like, that's dope. Seriously, that's why fucking rubber boots and shit is important.
This is why you don't want soapy jeans.
And that's why umbrellas don't do fucking shit.
Because
my umbrella broke, and I was walking up the street, fucking soaked. Fucking umbrellas.
Wow, you really hating on umbrellas, man.
Guy, I hate this weather.
This weather is for the ducks.
The ducks.
But yeah, it's basically too many days of rain that back up sewers, so they're flooded, nothing can drain properly. Too many days of rain can cause that also with... the ice melting and stuff like that. But most of the floods happen in Alberta.
Really?
Yeah, because of snow melting.
You figured it'd be around here because we have like, what, 2,000 rivers?
They get mad snow, guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Western Canada has the Rocky Mountains and everything, and the climate changes. The higher the mountain goes, all the water, all the condensation is going to come flowing right down to the valley.
Yeah.
So I get that person.
It's like makes you want to move to the Grand Prairies.
You know, or like, I don't know, man. I don't know what precautions you could do or
Let's everyone move to Saskatchewan.
Like, suppose you already went. Suppose you already bought a home in these areas, right? You already bought a home. And now every year you got to deal with this shit.
Let's freeze to death.
You know what I mean?
You know? There's some people in bad, like, the weather's so bad in Canada that people have to keep on their cars in the winter because in the morning.
They will never start again.
Yeah, exactly, guy. In the morning, you try to go to work. Yeah, right, guy. You're going to be late.
You're gonna be late. You're not going to work.
You're not going
ever.
To work ever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like gonna be a block of ice in your car. Like
try to engine. Walk to work and die.
Yeah. Minus 60 and shit.
So
like,
where does guy go? I don't know.
Fuck.
Winter has him
noise.
Now.
Exactly. Guys,
winter has him now.
Exactly. Guys, speaking of freezing to death, Boston destroyed Milwaukee today by 20-something points.
The NBA teams.
Yeah, 112-90.
One total, Jesus. Now, anybody following NBA basketball right now? I know, being Montreal's, being Canadians, there's a lot of Raptors fans out there. A lot of Raptor listeners. What are the Raptors saying?
Raptors put a beating on the Sixers.
They had to beat who to get here?
They beat Orlando. And
Orlando. Fight. Orlando had a good push near the end. Yeah. Now, me, I don't pay attention to playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, playoffs are going crazy right now. Yeah. I don't pay attention to playoffs in the semifinals, really. Am I lying?
Yeah. True. There's no point, really.
I mean, not that I'm hating on it, but I'm just saying, like, because these guys only seem to ramp up really when everything's on the line. You know, it's like, oh, finally you could play basketball. You missed, like, 90 free throws.
Yeah, you did a Marco Fultz.
Not saying you're garbage or anything. Just saying. It's professional basketball.
I don't know, they got destroyed.
I know some people look at me like, look, this guy needs to shut the fuck up. You don't even know NBA, dude.
I don't know, with sports and, like, half the times I can't even pronounce these motherfuckers' names, you know?
It's you all the time with the names.
I can't, guy, if I get a jersey, yo, what jersey is that? I'll be embarrassed.
This is my Peja Stojakovic.
Yeah. Giannis what?
On the coupon.
What? Do you know how to say his name? Do you know it?
I know.
Sounds like a foreign disease.
Now, this is,
oh my god.
It's like a foreign disease. Oh, you got the Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, you know.
That stuff will fuck you up.
You got that shit in the jungle or something?
You went to the jungle, got the Antetokounmpo.
Shit.
Got bit by a rare insect or
you
something.
You gotta be seen by a witch doctor.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking Papa Shango and shit.
Papa Shango.
That's what I'm saying. Half of these names I can't even fucking pronounce.
You sound so much like Trump.
Oh, wow.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
I love this guy. This guy sounds like Donald Trump. This guy went outlandish, okay? Just because I'm white, too. That's so this guy funny. Just said that because I'm white. Okay?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, sure. Knowing this guy, yeah.
Alright.
Oh my goodness.
See? He's not even fucking. He's not even saying no either. No, but sure, all these names, fucking NFL's the same thing.
NFL's probably. It's not as bad as hockey.
No, they pick names on purpose. It's like, okay, let's pick the most retarded names and put them on. They're good football players? Yeah, sure. The guy's name, last name is Saturday.
Is it Dale Saltpepper? I told
Dante
you
Culpepper. Dante Culpepper. God rest his soul.
Greedy Williams.
Dante. Remember I made a commercial out of it?
Del
Monte.
No, Dante. Culpepper. Dante Peppers. If it ain't spicy, it ain't Dante.
Oh my goodness.
Guy, come on. Dante Culpepper.
Culpepper
really?
Has to be the most awesome name to see on
Coco
jersey.
Crisp?
Coco Crisp is awesome.
Guy, you're named after a fucking cereal, guy.
Okay. So your last name is Crisp. Yo,
what was it? What was his friend's name? Fruit Loops?
You know what the parents are saying is like, yo, we know we're gonna name our son, right? No, we're not naming our son that. You know we're gonna name our son, right?
Fucking name our son Honey Bunches of Oats.
Say, why are you gonna name him Coco for? Coco Crisp, baby.
Coco Crisp. That's so foolish.
Oh my goodness.
What's your name? Coco Crisp. What? So what's your brother's name? Honey Bunches of Oats, you know, like, fucking
What's it called? Flakes or some shit.
Frosted Flakes. Wow. Cocoa Crisp. Count Chocula or whatever it's called. Or
Count, is it Count Chocula? Oh, wow. Okay, they're a movie theater person. That live, that's that very exact same thing, like I said, happened over here. It was a wild
can
shit.
Can of beer.
Everybody laughing and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, man, I went to go see Avengers Endgame. I'm not going to spoil it for nobody. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to talk about the look. Because me, my thing, my experience is not so much the movie. It's the people going to see the movie. And the stuff happening around you. Like I said, the noise of somebody kicking something over, that happened. You know what I mean? It. And you were talking about ASMR. ASMR. Okay, tell us what are those real quick.
ASMR is basically a type of sensory that ends up in like your whole body. That when you hear certain sounds very close up to a microphone, it's very soothing or tingly to the body. I think it's called...
ASMR. Basically, people getting off.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Yeah, getting off on the sound of eating.
It's like live people listening to like ocean sounds.
Yeah, but except you know instead of that shit, like that. It's like crunching and. You know what I mean, shit like that. Shit.
That shit gives me like.
Right.
Like the. Bumps and
like
shit.
Shivers, right?
Yeah, you get goosebumps and shit. But some people really like that.
Yeah.
Or like screeching on a chalkboard.
That's a positive response.
Yeah, that's a chalkboard. Like, I'm like.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. But now, imagine sitting in the theater, right? And you know everybody went to the dollar store for their munchies. You know everybody did that shit.
Totally.
And as soon as it's quiet time, you hear all the bags over. That's all you hear throughout the theater. It's fucking gross, dog.
It's like, you ever hear the acoustic of that? That's gross. Dude, one time I played it off, like, I brought shit in the theater live. And I made a noise, like, ha ha ha. And I was laughing. And I was laughing, and I just to hide the noise, I was like, ha ha ha. And I did it at the same time.
You laughed out loud to hide the sound
of the chips? Night? Yeah, because they might have fucking.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
yeah,
someone's died.
You know, it hides it from them. You know, like saying I had a bag of chips or something, because like, I can hide it eating it, but like opening it to like a motherfucker, always.
Remember my cat and Pepsi.
Perfectly
timed. Yeah, you know.
Yo, that cat was the loudest thing in the theater. I couldn't believe it. The sound that it made, it was so audible. But yeah.
I used to ruin movies for people though. Like you don't want me coming with you. I'm the worst. I used to be the worst person to go to the movies with. Man. And people, my friends used to tell me, yo man, take it easy, eh? Like don't go crazy.
Dude, the person that doesn't give a fuck and talks through the movie. You know, just tries to make jokes throughout the movie and shit. And be like, yo, guy, are you looking around like, yo, what are you doing? You're the worst. Because you're like, yo, move!
The Superman one, the laser's going, yeah. And they're just standing there. I'm like, well, move!
It's so true. Like, why are you just...
It's like I'm trying to control the movie or something, you know? It's like so retarded.
The dude will say something on the screen, yo, you're so fucking stupid.
How she gets so clean, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
When Mortal Kombat 2?
So, yo, Videl Sassoon in the desert guy?
Yo, these guys are in a mud fight and shit. She comes back all fucking hair bouncy and shit. Fucking use some conditioner and shit.
Herbal Essence.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, she looked like a Herbal Essence commercial, for
Herbal
real.
Essence.
Not sponsored, but you can call us.
Sponsored by Sonya.
See now, the people at Marvel didn't want anybody spoiling Endgame for anybody. Nobody is spoiling this shit. I even went as far as to like, look, I stopped going on social media for a little bit at a time. I don't want no parts of it. You hear about the dude that got beat up?
Yeah.
Does anybody know where this guy got beat up? Where this happened? I know I posted a link, but I didn't even look to see what happened.
I saw the fight. It was hilarious.
Yo, he's getting... So this dude, what, he got beat up just for saying what happens in the movie while the people are waiting in line and shit?
I'm sorry, man. You deserve to get beat down for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're the second, third person that said that shit.
Yo.
I'm sorry. You do, man.
I'm sorry.
You do. Like, no.
You know, like...
I more laugh at it. Like, that's hilarious. Damn, man. Yeah, that's funny.
You know, just for fun, if I was somebody that knew jujitsu, I know you're not supposed to do that shit, but, like... You know, like, you should go do that. If you know jiu-jitsu, go around, spoil movies for people, and see what happens.
It apparently happened in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that landed the ass-kicking guy.
Yeah, you know. You're get a karate chop.
He got his dealt with
immediately. Yeah,
I'm being super racist.
I know. I'm really sorry about that.
Some karate kid shit. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Wax on, wax on.
Oh my god. Hiya, motherfucker.
Okay, sorry. Nobody here has seen this movie.
No.
Tomorrow.
I'm the only one that's seen it.
Yes, you're the better person, okay?
Okay.
There we go.
And this movie hasn't... It came out, what, Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday from this recording. We are Sunday. Sunday's not even done yet. It's already made... Over $1.2 billion.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Disney bringing in that bank. Fucking buy up everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're going to have their own country. I swear to God, it's going to be Disneyland.
Damn, right?
They're going to have their own country. I swear to God.
They probably already have their own country now. We don't even know about it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of fucking money, man. Considering how much you think it cost them to make the movie. Nothing near a billion.
They have more money than Quebec.
I'd say maybe a couple hundred million, maybe.
What do you think, $100 million to make that movie?
Yeah, I would say at least
$100
million. Yeah, because of the cinematics, right? Like, it's that much. It's expensive.
You put your money on $100
million? I guess so. 50. Yeah,
they're going to make their money back regardless of what they spend.
You're saying $100 million?
I'd say about $200
million. $200 million to make it?
Yeah. Because you have to also think about the CGI effects, right? And all the other stuff.
That's expensive, man.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
That's really expensive type of deal.
You have to film on locations and stuff. It's like, yeah. But.
But a lot of the CGI effects are in, like, you know, their location, you know, like where they're at.
Yeah, you can do everything in one building.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't got to fly to this place and that place. Like,
a lot of those movies, they don't go all over.
The budget was $356 million.
What?
They're making it back, though, easily.
Well, they already made a billion.
Yeah, they already made double back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Double back, yeah.
Yeah.
Triple back.
Yeah, hopefully by next podcast, we've all seen it.
I would have already seen it 3 more times.
Yeah, likewise.
Do know that it's a part-time job going to this movie. Like many hours,
real 3 hours,
many hours of your life is going to be taken away to see this movie.
Yo, you have to get paid 3 hours for rent.
Yeah, if you get paid to see this movie, that would be fucking amazing. I'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So I get to spend all day in the theater and get paid for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Sign me up right now.
I look at movie, people that, you know, review movies, you know, like Rotten Tomatoes and all that. They have to go see, that's their job. Is to go see movies. That's a killer. Like, really. Yeah. Imagine that. That's your freaking job, is to go see movies. That's the best job almost in the world.
You're getting paid for it.
Unless there's a movie you don't want to see, but you have to see, and then you're just grossed out for the rest of your
life. I'm sorry, if they're paying me to watch a shit movie, I don't care. I'm getting paid to watch movies.
Even if it's garbage?
Yeah.
Or really disgusting?
You're getting paid to watch movies.
I agree.
I understand what you're saying. But still, think about you're still getting paid.
Goats getting raped. That's legitimate. You say, yo, you're going to get paid.
I did a review of how good the rape was.
Yeah, how good was the movie, how good was the cinematography.
And how real it was,
but your boss tells you to go see it. Do you really have a choice?
Goats getting raped?
Well, I'm just saying, what kind of movie are you talking about? That is some fucked up shit. Goats
getting
raped.
There's movies of dudes
fondling
their balls with chickens and shit.
Yeah, pink flamingos.
There you go. She knew it right away.
Have you ever seen a really fucked up movie in the theater?
In the theater?
Be honest. See, all these movies you're talking about, you see on the computer or something like
that. But they were in the theater at some point in time. Some of them are like 70s movies, 80s movies and shit. Nasty motherfuckers. Yeah, nobody want that shit. Okay, we're gonna... Goats getting raped. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. Watch that shit. But out of nowhere, you watch goats getting raped? I'm like,
would you watch goats getting raped? No. What the fuck? I don't know why that had to be emphasized.
Rapage part two.
We're not here to make fun of rape.
Yes, it's a very bad offense. Do not do it.
Don't fucking do that shit.
Fuck a sex doll, not a person.
You piece of shit. Now we are
we're approaching. I'm that sorry, time. I'm trying not to laugh. Fuck a sex doll, not a person.
We're approaching that time, but as per tradition, we have either a top 10 list or 10 facts. 10 facts brought to you by Andy Think Tank.
Hi.
Now, these are 10 facts. Is there a theme to these facts?
They're just random facts that I found.
Random?
Just random.
Just random things facts. That you just thought about, just it came to mind.
Yeah, like I was just wondering things and I was looking them up and I found sites which led me to another site, which led me to another site, which led me to another site.
Okay, now I have to preface this with saying, like, yo, Annie looks up fucked up shit.
Not all the time.
Okay, she's like, it's weirdo shit. Okay. Sometimes.
Okay. My movies are questionable.
The movies, yeah. I mean, look, she said Pink Flamingo on the spot when I said fondling balls with chicken. Think about that. How many people would say that
fast? That movie. That's crazy.
You know, one beat for me to come up with it. And you're talking about me about goat raping. And goat raping. I have not seen a movie about goat raping, but let's just continue on. All right.
Yeah.
So, Annie, 10 facts. Write us out of here.
All right. So, number one, the Olympic flag's colors are always red, black, blue, green, and yellow. This is because at least one of the colors appeared on the flag of every nation on the earth. Number two, In 2015, the Major League Baseball had the highest season attendance in the world with more than 73 million spectators.
Is that true?
I would believe that, yeah.
Yeah, you believe that?
I would believe that, yeah.
All right.
Roughly 100 people died from choking on the lids of ballpoint pens, a number that used to be higher according to Matt Payton, who wrote the Independent Report in 2016.
That's fucking crazy. Ballpoints.
Yeah, the lids.
Go bougie on a pen, yo.
So, number four is most lipstick contains fish scales, but most source are from herring. Some newer products have used a synthetic version of what is called pearlescence.
Pearlescence. The stuff they spray cars with, shit, like, for the paint jobs. If you
yeah, play, I know.
If you played Midnight Club.
Dubs edition.
Blah, blah.
So... Number five, almost never having a February full moon, it can occur only about four times a century. That's because there's only 28 days in February, so the moon's on a 29-day schedule.
So, wow, yeah, we almost never get a full moon in February.
Crazy, that's right? Interesting that's stuff.
Stat. Crazy,
that's
right? Stat.
That's awesome.
So, although illegal to actually claim land on the moon, there is Earth's leading lunar real estate agency that sells... in quotation, lunar deeds for about $20. But because there's a need for a lunar governing body, which it does not exist, it's totally fake, to recognize and enforce property rights, the owners really only have a fancy piece of paper.
Imagine you won't just get a certificate, $20 certificate. You own a piece of the moon. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Fucking liars.
Number seven. Despite claims about dueling in Paraguay is legal as long as both people are blood donors, the Paraguay government says that is false and that is not legal to duel no matter the circumstance.
Okay, duel. All right. Yeah. Okay, first of all, Paraguay.
Yeah.
South America.
Yeah.
All right. It's talking about dueling.
Yeah.
Dueling, like with swords, yes. Fencing and shit.
Yes.
And it used to be a thought in Paraguay.
It used to be, like, a rumor that was, like...
That you could fence and duel with somebody as long as you were both blood donors.
Yeah.
What?
But the government but says false. That claim is false.
What?
It's a myth that almost turned into, like, urban legend, I guess.
So people from around the world traveling to Paraguay to fence each other to death.
Yeah. Like, it has to start with the white glove, like, poof. Poof. Yeah.
Across the face. I always wanted to do that.
I'd be same here. Just slap somebody in the face. I challenge you to a duo. You're, like, live with the glove and everything. Just whap. Grand the cheek, like, boom.
So, number 8. The European rabbit lives underground in burrows, and a group of burrows is known as a warren.
A group of
burrows.
Burrows?
Mm-hmm. Like little tunnels that bunnies make.
It's called a warren. Mm-hmm. Like Warren Buffett.
Like Warren Zapp.
So Warren Buffett is a suitable name for a rabbit.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess so.
Know who that is. You don't know who Warren Buffett is?
Is he like a banker?
You know that a group of fucking rabbits is a warren, but you don't know who Warren Buffett is.
He's a banker, right?
Is he a banker? I know he's a dude with a lot of money.
Okay, he's a dude with a lot of money.
Yeah, he owns lots of shit.
He's a Berkshire dude. I don't know.
Who cares? Number 9. More than half of the world's rabbits live in North America. And 10. Buddha was born on April 8th, but varies from countries across Southeast Asia. The exact date is based on the Asian lunar solar calendars. The celebration varies year to year in the Western Gregorian calendar, but will usually fall in April or May. If there is a leap year, it can be in June. There are your 10 odd facts.
10. That was nasty. 10 facts.
And I got all of these facts from Quora, Popular Science, Wikipedia, and this other site called Unreal Facts that takes myth facts and tells you the real fact.
There you have it.
That's dope.
We sprinkled up a little bit of everything. A little bit of rabbit facts because of Easter. That was lovely, wasn't it?
That was lovely, wasn't it? That was
lovely, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. That moon one was crazy. Not moon, about February.
The full moon, yeah. The
full moon thing. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Didn't know that. That's my favorite. That's dope.
I like the dueling in Paraguay. That's why. Like, hands down. That's so
cool. I wish that was true.
I fuck the duel. I just want to slap someone with a glove.
Just one. Pow. Right in the mouth.
With powder on it.
You know what I mean? Like a pimp.
Yeah.
Like a pimp. Do it right, like a pimp. Like a pimp.
Oh my god.
So it's about that time. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. But before we do, I wanna give a RIP. RIP to Marcus. I don't know his last name, but I do know him from a neighborhood from where I was growing up at. I lived on the same block. I found out Monday that he was in the hospital, and eventually he passed away. I don't know the details specifically, so I don't really want to talk about it, like, besides for saying that, like, yo, I remember the young man, I seen the pictures around on Facebook, very sorry to hear that. Prayers go out to him and his family.
For sure.
RIP Marcus, a lot of people knew him as Flip. I don't know if that rings any bells for anybody out there listening. I just wanted to put that out there. It's very sad. Very sad to hear.
Young man.
Very young. You know, it's very, when it's young, like it's so
bad.
Yeah. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
Little kid when I was growing around. When I was a little kid, he was even smaller running around, you know? So, yeah, it's really, really sad to hear that. We're going to mosey on out. Right? Mm-hmm. You want your information about us and what we do and what we're thinking about? You go to our Facebook page. That's the best place to get news about us. That's Memes, Vids, and Stay Chill is the name of the page. The address is facebook.com/chillvillains. Under the same moniker, you can catch us out on Twitter. Maybe not. No, not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But we got Snapchat under the same deal, under Chill Villains. But we are most popular on Instagram. That's at
Chilling with Villains.
On Instagram. We're on SoundCloud. You can hear exclusive episodes on that. That's soundcloud.com/
Chilling with Villains.
And you can also check out Reams on the Keys on SoundCloud. Check him out there, Kareem Reed. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram as well. And Reams on the Keys on Instagram. If you have any complaints, you don't like the show, you like the show, you want to be on the show,
sponsor the show,
you want to sponsor the show, anything about the show,
free stuff,
you know, free, we like free, anything, we are watching our emails, don't worry, we joke about it, but we're actually watching it, wink, wink, why don't you, why are you giving me the wink there, Annie, what? Okay, all right.
George has been slacking.
That's chillwithvillains@gmail.com. Stay tuned for YouTube as well. Be patient. This episode will be uploaded along with the previous episode before this. So hope if you're listening to this first, go listen to the last one. We talked about Nipsey Hussle. It was a good conversation. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain, leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And Think Tank in the house.
Bye.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
On behalf of Just Filming.
Peace.
That's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.